Coming to you live from Perth, for Perth. Zave, Michelle and Baz's Weekend Town Hall. Everybody's working
for the weekend. Oh yeah, here it is. Welcome to the Weekend Town Hall.
Wow.
It's a special Weekend Town Hall this week.
Is this? Oh my lord.
No. The Queen's favourite cocktail.
Oh, that wasn't even a pun.
No,
I just did that.
Thank you.
Oh my lord.
Queen's favourite cocktail involves a liqueur called Dubonnet Rouge.
That would be cheap, I'd imagine.
Dubonnet Rouge.
It's sold out at all the Dan Murphy's, a 465% increase since the Queen passed away.
How
big part of the Negroni.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're a bit bitey, those.
Yeah,
sort of
it's things, the brother of the Negroni.
Yeah, yeah, righto. Yeah.
What's your go-to, Cocky?
Your favourite cock, which is it?
It'd have to be the wet pussy.
Basil, when you were drinking.
Sorry, what happened then?
It's got to be sex on the beach, doesn't it?
What happened just then? That's outrageous behaviour from the X-Men.
No, it's a drink. It's a good drink.
That is a drink. It's the only shot I can take.
Every time. You'd just be down the Subi Hotel, bang.
No, yeah. I'm
just
not
a round of the WP.
What was your go-to cocktail when you're on the
cocktail source? Or shot? I'm an Ouzo
cocktail.
Man, but not, for the faint,
Ouzo man.
Not for the faint-hearted Ouzo. And many a young player has walked into Ouzo thinking, oh, this is beautiful. It tastes like licorice. I could drink a bit of this. Next day, their head has fallen off.
Ouzo.
Yeah.
That's why I stick to beer only. And a Skittle Bomb shot or a wet pussy.
A Skittle Bomb.
That's as far as I can
don't
go.
Don't worry about the fireball. I don't mind a fireball. Dash of fireball.
Nah.
The cinnamon.
Kim Jong-un has been invited to the Queen's funeral. Is this okay?
Yeah. Fair dinkum has been invited.
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know.
Sent it by mistake or something.
Whoever's got a Queen's on it gets a Guernsey.
They had a good relationship.
Did they really?
Yeah, he's invited.
Is he going? Don't know. He just got the invite.
You know what? He wouldn't get invited to too
his
much,
own propaganda
he?
Team have made
Surely.
One up.
Yeah, he's having his own funeral
he
invited. He's telling North Korea that the funeral's in North Korea. They'll have someone else get marched out.
Has he really been invited? Or are they trying to get him out so they can...
Maybe.
They absolutely invited him.
He's only been to Singapore, hasn't
one
he?
One to the shoulder,
that
maybe.
That one trip with Trump.
I love some of the stuff he's done. You know when they remember they just superimposed him on the top of a mountain in a pair of New Balance and tried to say that he climbed it? And it's just... You just sit there going, this is fabulous. What next? It's just magical.
Because don't they tell everyone when they grow up, you know, he's the world record holder for the 100 metres.
Oh, there's so many lies.
He's lifted the strongest weight
it
ever.
It says here, North Korea snubbed as Kim Jong-un is banned from the Queen's funeral.
Oh, he's no longer going. He's been invited, though.
On the flip side, we'll be allowed to send an ambassador.
So not Kim, but North Korea representative.
Okay. Once did a round of golf in about 8 shots, apparently.
That's right. No, he's got the record for that.
Right.
Yeah, he's run the marathon in the fastest. Time Crazies, ever about 18
yeah.
minutes.
Man. Yeah,
he's a freak.
Athletic.
Oh yeah, he's very good. Great haircut, so.
Michael Jordan's 1998 Guernsey has been sold, the one from The Last Dance.
I'm going to have a crack at this. 15 million?
50. Close.
Yeah.
You've ruined it, but you're close. 14 million it's sold for at all.
So, this obviously Jordan, fabulous. Yeah. What did this jersey
game
do?
Game 1, 1998.
There you go.
The
last
just
of the three-peat of the second three-peat.
Is this the Malice at the Palace era? That's all
the
I know.
The Malice of the Palace. That's a good doco.
Fabulous. Still don't have an answer. No?
My headphones would probably go for a similar amount.
You
next
are.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get them in the box. You know, take them.
I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, when the day does come in 30 years when you pass, I'm going to drop the headphones into the hole.
You to bring something. Whether it be a rose or...
Nice good.
And then we'll sprinkle the soil.
That'd be really lovely.
I reckon those headphones will be flung back out again, even though he's gone.
Bloody headphones, come on.
Come on.
Fix them.
Finally, Basil, this is your last Weekend Town Hall. Been an absolute pleasure. We've had some bloody great laughs over the last couple of years.
Oh, my word, we have.
You're a legend.
Oh, thank you.
We love you.
And
good luck.
Oh, wow.
That's
Gee, Sean.
I know.
Laying it on thick. Either that or trying to get 2K off the new range. Not falling for that one.
Big fan of the Weekend Town Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Plenty more to find on the Listener app, or you can catch Zave, Michelle and Baz every day of the week from 6 a.m. only on 92.9 Triple M.